From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. With the two-month-old cessation of hostilities in Syria rapidly disintegrating, the United States is trying to expand cooperation with Russia. U.S. and Russian officials are working to reinforce ceasefires in Latakia and a suburb of Damascus, including talks between U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Meantime, there are concerns about the ongoing violence in the city of Aleppo. U.S. military has disciplined 16 service members, including a two-star general, for their roles in a deadly airstrike on an Afghan hospital last year that killed 42. General Joseph Fotel, the head of the U.S. Central Command, says an investigation found the tragedy was the result of an extraordinary, intense situation that included multiple equipment failures.
The investigation concluded that certain personnel failed to comply with the rules of engagement and the law of armed conflict. However, the investigation did not conclude that these failures amounted to a war crime.
The general said the hospital, operated by Doctors Without Borders, was mistakenly attacked and the real target was an insurgent stronghold about 400 meters away. Rescue crews in Kenya's capital, Nairobi, searching for survivors after flooding caused a seven-story residential building to collapse, trapping an unknown number of people inside. The large residential building was located in a low-income, highly populated neighborhood in Nairobi called Huruma. Heavy rains caused flooding and landslides in many areas of the city. This is VOA News.